heck you're watching. Never mind, you know when you hear the music. It's connect the dots. Fine. Welcome, real world. GG's welcome also. Good ones only. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is the BBS Radio Network. This show is better than Coast to Coast. How about that? And if there's any disagreement in that, have George Norrie call me immediately. Hey, we have a call-in number here. It's 888-627-6008. That's right. Hey, you know, I got to say it at the beginning of the show. Too bad they had to set that church on fire in France. Beautiful church. And it's just too bad it had to happen. And if you were watching the news today, the people in France, the yellow vest guys who've been protesting the stupid government over there, they were infuriated and started rioting, I guess. Well, it was confrontations between them and the police, big confrontations, because the yellow vest guys had been boycotting for 23 weeks in Paris to their deaf and dumb government, and they were angry that right after the fire, all the filthy rich elite people donated $1 billion to help, or several billion dollars to help rebuild the thing, and meanwhile the government's not willing to give them a dime when they're suffering from low wages, etc., etc. Well, I just had to say that for a bit there. Just too bad the church, a beautiful work of art like that, had to catch fire. It's probably arson. Anyhow, there's more important things to talk about, really. let me tell you. Hey, tachyon chambers are available. Supposedly, if you haven't heard about it, tachyon particles, they don't really interact with regular matter, but they can be guided in to stabilize all of your physical systems and get your body running up. If we ever have that event, that promised event, when the our galactic brothers and sisters finally land all their spacecraft on Earth and they pass out the free energy machines and the tachyon chambers, so we can heal our bodies that have been poisoned by the chemtrails and the 5G that's coming online. We're already getting poisoned by the 5G, 4G rather. We're getting harmed by the smart meters, which is dirty electricity. But did you know that when you should be scared about what's coming down the pike, because this 5G, when they turn on the switch and up the power level to 92,000 cycles per second, it's going to disrupt the bonding angle of water between the hydrogen and the oxygen. And it's going to cause all havoc with your body and everyone else's body. You know, I don't care how much bribe money the government people are. Are they really that stupid? They don't know this is going to harm them too. All the bribe money in the world isn't going to protect them from it once it gets turned on. It's coming. You ought to be scared about it. You ought to be concerned. You ought to be demanding protection from it. You got to get off the couch. You got to get out there and take some physical actions to make a motion or movement or complaint, start squawking, as the term goes, about this 5G. Don't let it get turned on. Your kids are already getting cooked, microwaved in school, especially in places like Los Angeles, California. Well, and the chemtrails are pouring the poisons in the air you breathe every day, everywhere in America and other places around the world, too. Don't you care about your health? You know, the government is in with the whole sham. They're getting bribed to allow this to happen to you. You know, and you're just sitting back and doing nothing. Government is not going to help you. They're just going to lie to you and deceive you like they've always had and waste your taxpayers' money. And let me give you a good idea how easily taxpayers' money gets wasted. In case you haven't heard, there's these underground cities. They have an acronym for them. They're all over the planet now, thousands of them. They're called DUMB, D-U-M-B. There's supposedly approximately 1,400 underground bases. They're kind of like cities. Supposedly they deploy 10 to 18,000 employees. Working under secrecy, of course, and they are not allowed to tell you what's going on. They've got these cities laid 4.25 miles below the Earth's surface. That's right. And it takes approximately $17 to $26 billion to build one of them. And we definitely have 131, at least 131 in the U.S. Multiply that times 17 to 26 billion, and you see how much taxpayers' money is getting wasted. We're literally thrown into sinkholes. They go down to underground bases that are not for your benefit. They're for the benefit of the elite and the secret military groups. Is that staggering what's going on, how they're wasting your money? Why isn't anyone in Congress talking about that, you know? And I believe President Trump, he just doesn't know about it. And they're not going to tell him either. But this information is out there on the Internet. And since I'm in the mood to, hey, this is an educational radio show. Hey, it's a talking radio show, too. If you got something to add to the conversation here, or you have some interesting facts that are pertinent to the whole human race, please call in. The number is 888-627-6008. If you're listening on the Internet, then the number is listed on the Internet screen. You'll have to listen on the Internet. if you want to call in, if you're listening through a phone number, well, you could hang up and just call in and just talk a freelance conversation without hearing the show, because it's no good to try to listen to the show and talk at the same time, because there's always a delay of 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever. Of things that will be good for the whole human race, because we have a unified field of energy collectively. So when everybody is being good and being loving, the human race can evolve a lot faster. And that's the only thing that I hear is preventing the ETs from landing. We haven't evolved emotionally, spiritually enough yet. They're going to rescue us anyhow, but we could be living in the lap of luxury with free replicators. You know, these socialists that want everything free for everybody, well, there's a way to get it, and we don't even have to pay for it. It'll be given to us, but we're not going to get those freebies from the ETs, the good ETs, unless we become a more loving world. That means stop all the violence, all the killing, all the child pornography and pedophile behavior, and all the torturing of people and torturing of animals and all these bad, evil things. We have to stop them and concentrate on loving one another. You know, there were some great songs in the past from the last century. Come on, people. Smile on your brother. Let's all get together, love one another. great messages, but they quickly were pushed on the back burner and replaced with propaganda, U.S. propaganda. That's right. U.S. engages in propaganda, and so do all the religions, too. It's sad, you know. I heard a good statement one night. I'm listening to the radio, and somebody said, I gave up religion for spirituality. Well, that makes a lot of sense, because religions always end up getting taken over by small groups of people who distort the scriptures that the religions are based on and seek to control the flock. And right now, hey, this is it's Easter Sunday here in New York. May not be where you're living, but it's already Easter Sunday. It's approximately, I mean, 19 minutes after 1 a.m. in the morning in New York City. That's 10:19 on the Pacific Coast. So it's Easter here. Hey, Christ has risen, as the what the celebration is about. And most people don't realize it, but before the ordeal of the crucifixion and self-resurrection, before that happened, the one, Jesus of Nazareth, who became the Lord Jesus Christ, received all power on earth and heaven at the Transfiguration. That is a fact that can be substantiated even by other information outside the Bible. In fact, the Bible doesn't tell you it happened at the Transfiguration. But that was the moment in time that the one we call the Lord Jesus Christ was granted by the Heavenly Father, the original source of all that is. Yes, the original source of all that is has a personality and a personal title. Yes, he's known as the Heavenly Father. And when you're that high up on the ladder at the top, Father does not ply male at all. In fact, if you know anything, have any common sense, forget about those old descriptions of God from antiquity, because people then envisioned that everybody had to look human and God had to look human. God is pure spirit. There is no shape or form, though obviously when you're all-powerful, you could take on any shape or form. But the Heavenly Father, as he exists in pure consciousness, is light, blinding white light. And that is a matter of fact. I've got the information on it because I went searching for the truth and I found out. In fact, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I explain the Trinity, represented by the three circles. And I draw some other geometric correlations with it. So out of the Trinity comes geometry, and out of geometry came mathematics. Not like the fake scientists told you mathematics was the beginning of things now. It goes from creation to geometry, then mathematics is needed to describe the geometry and the working of energies through it. Well, I know that's college material I'm talking here. But anyhow, while I'm on a rant, not a radio, but a ranch of educational information, listen. I don't hear anything. Listen, did I ever tell you that, this is information I came across on the internet, I can't claim for sure because I haven't seen, I can't verify this information is true, but in certain ways it makes sense in relation to all the other information I've heard over the years. Apparently, the original reptilian race, we've heard of the reptilians, and one of the early Star Trek episodes, if you're familiar with the classic series, Captain Kirk, he battles the reptilian called a Gorn. Well, The original reptilian race was called Siakar, C-I-A-K-A-R. So is that a car for the CIA? Well, anyhow, CIA car, Siakar, or however you pronounce it. These were the original reptilians, and they stood 18 to 25 feet tall, weighing way over a ton, kind of like a T-Rex monster, and they laid eggs. Well, that's really interesting information. I don't think, you know, they've evolved to where they're not engaged in conflicts anymore with other species. So I hear. Now, here is something really interesting. We've all heard about the grays and the E.T. grays, the ones that engage in the abductions of innocent people, steal their genetic material and try to create half-breed races with other races or half-breeds with themselves. Yeah, the grays, the slimy little grays. I hear there's a few good grays, but most of them, I think, are bad. Well, the grays from the constellation Orion actually signed a treaty with the U.S. government on July 11th, 1934. Why weren't we taught that in high school, huh? Or even junior high school? You know, why is the government? It shows you what a crooked government we have here. They don't want to tell us what's going on. That's important information for every human being. It was signed on a naval ship called the Balboa. Well, think about that for a minute. The first treaty with the ETs, the Grays, and these are not, they're really not good Grays, was signed on a naval ship called the Balboa. Now, if you know, where have you heard that name before? Well, if you think back to the Rocky movies, his name was Rocky Balboa. Now, this is only one incident here, but I've concluded a long time ago, and I go into it a little in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You can read the first, 40 pages for free on Google, but the real meat of the stuff is beyond those pages. And I talk about the correlation of coincidences being created. In fact, that is the definition of a coincidence. I redefined the definition in my book. You know, it's something that's been pre-planned or it's made to correlate and coincide at some point in the future. So I came up with this notion a long time ago that a game is being played. And I have, I don't have time to get into them all, but I could probably point out 100 different instances right off the top of my head. And if I investigated further, I could come up with a couple hundred instances where I believe a game is being played by the unseeable overseers of mankind. You know, they're in the higher dimensions, the higher zones of reality, which I describe in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, as the zones, the faster vibrating zones of reality. They're the same ones as the people talk about the 12 dimensions, except instead of calling them dimensions, I call them zones, because each zone has a vibrational parameter, and it goes higher as you go. And we all know by that saying, the hand is quicker than the eye, that there is limitations to what eyesight can see. So when some being, whether it be physical or just consciousness in a bubble perhaps, in a higher dimension, it could be vibrating right in front of us. But if it's vibrating so fast that our eyes can't pick it up, that conscious entity is invisible. So we have these invisible overseers of mankind that are interacting with us, whether you know it or not. I explain how it works in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You should be interested. That's why I wrote the book. It's educational, you know. It'll take you beyond being a couch potato or something even lower, mentally lower. So anyhow, I came up with this conclusion. I have plenty of proof that a game is being played with our overseers, the ones that pay attention to our personal lives. And there are supreme beings that is their position and place in the universe, to coordinate the lives of the Earthlings living on planet Earth, the humans living on planet Earth. And so they can't talk to us directly and just point out what we should do and what we should understand, because that would spoil it all. Because part of the deal of being here is we're supposed to figure these things out ourselves, you know? If every move on the chessboard was made for us and everything we were told to do, like artificial intelligence wants to do with us, what would be the point of life? There wouldn't even be any fun. You know, it would become so mundane and boring after a while. I said, like, I have enough. Let me leave on the next train to Alpha Centauri or wherever, next spacecraft to the moon. So just go along with me here. Assume that there's attempt to believe that there are invisible beings that are monitoring our lives, and they seek to teach us by playing games with us. So they knew that there was this movie coming out, Rocky, and they also knew somebody was writing the movie, Sylvester Stallone. So they have the ability to telepathically communicate with whomever they want to. And so they probably telecommunicated to Sylvester Stallone when he was writing the movie, give this guy, a character, Rocky, the last name Balboa, so that it would remind us when we hear, when it finally gets made into a movie, that we hear the name Balboa, that perhaps somebody hopefully will connect that name Balboa and tell other people, yeah, that was the name of the ship where the Gray E.T. signed the first treaty with the U.S. government. Now, you see what I'm talking about here? This is a game being played. I don't think most humans haven't caught on to it yet. But I see it being played at least once a week. Things, commercials on TV. Now, let me just move on a little here. 10 years later, 1944, a second extension of that treaty was signed by the U.S. government. Okay. First treaty signed in 1934. The Gray E.T.s signed a treaty with the U.S. government. 1944, a second extension of that treaty was signed. And would you believe it? In 1954. It's called the Granada Treaty. Now, here's a play on words. Wasn't there a car named the Granada? Again, if you envision that our overseers are trying to give us identical words to get us to think about something similar, take it seriously. And here's a joke being played on us, because this 1954 treaty was signed at Hollow Man Air Force Base in New Mexico. Now, I think that's a joke that the ETs wanted in there, because they think we're hollow. Our brains are hollow because we get deceived so easily. So I see that another joke being played there, another game. Did anybody catch on? I don't think so. I mean, one of the key points I mentioned in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I point out the massacre of 13 people at Fort Hood, Texas. Now, Fort Hood, Texas just happens to be in Killeen, Texas. Now, there's another little sick joke being played there to get you to think. 13 people were killed. Where did it happen? Killeen, Texas. And I also point out, when there's bad things happening like that, these are the demonic spirits playing the same name game. They know how to telepathically set things up, and they do it intentionally. Where do we want 13 people to be killed? Let's look for a good place. Oh, yeah, Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. Now, that's a match. You know, it's like these, it's like a copy of the Batman criminals in the Batman show, you know, where you have the Riddler and the Joker constantly doing rhymes and riddles to get us to think. In fact, that's what probably why the storyline was created, to get us to start playing along with this game, because they've been playing this game with us for a while. And they're still playing it today, but nobody's paying attention except people like me that caught on that there's a game being played on here, hinting at things to think of about certain words and where's their connection with that word. Now, I already proved to you there's connections with the ET treaties. And again, guess what? It didn't end there. There was another. I think it again got the treaty was again ratified in 1964, and I'm sure it's still going on today. But it's not good for us, the people, because the ETs that the U.S. government is dealing with are the bad guys, the ones that abduct people. You know, look how wrongly they've influenced us, you know? You go to a hospital, they've got the operating table. Kind of resembles very much what abductees taking up the spacecrafts. Remember, when they're laid out on the table and they're poking and being poked and prodded with all kinds of instruments and lights are shining down on them. Well, isn't that the operating room of today? I mean, you know, talk about overpowering ETs, implanting thoughts in our minds to get us to do things the way they do them, you know. And, of course, what's referred to the medicine, we have the big pharma medicine, also known as allopathic medicine. It's insensitive to people's feelings. And you know, it's just like an AI intelligence thing. They don't understand feelings and suffering or anything like that. You know, real people get... real medicine is practiced in a few places around the world. the guy who has the show before me, Charlie Green, talks about it quite often. The three Chinese guys in China who psychically cure somebody of cancer in less than 5 minutes. No cutting, no bruising, no suffering. Just using their mental powers to remove what was not wanted or what was being harmful to the person. Now, that's real medicine. That's practicing real medicine. And, of course, tachyon chambers, that's practicing real medicines, too. Unfortunately, when I looked into it, $25,000, man, that's too much money. Bernie Sanders, the hypocrite, can buy himself one, but... the rest of us, you know, $25,000, that's a lot of money if you're just a regular person, and that's what I am. You know, I live below the poverty level. I'm a day-to-day individual. So I hope I've enlightened people. Oh, yeah, and what else did I find on this website? It's too big to even give it to you. that I picked up all this information. Yeah, the Greys and Reptilians plan to overtake us in 30 years. Well, why am I not surprised at that? Meanwhile, the good guys are here, all in our solar system. Supposedly billions of Galactic Federation ships. Billions, not millions, billions. And they're all here to eventually step on the foot of the Earth and finally round up the bad guys that are still here and give us peace on Earth, finally. I've already said what's holding back the event. There's not enough people practicing love and goodness and kindness every day of their life. And the only way we're going to stop this is we got to stop the wars, we got to stop the killing, we got to stop the brutality, and we got to stop the violence. Now, I'm going to say something now that you're never going to hear on mainstream media, but I speak my mind. In order for people to be more loving, for a majority of the earth to do that, we need to segregate ourselves amongst people of like mind. That's right. All this BS about the multiculturalism has been a big lie since the beginning, because it only works to a certain point. And most people get along better with people that are like them. So if we all voluntarily segregated ourselves into neighborhoods where everybody on the block thinks the same, we'll all have happier and more loving lives. This isn't discrimination. This is called common sense. You know, when you have too many different kinds of people, example, riding a public transportation or something, not too many people are talking to each other because, well, first of all, everyone's locked in the cell phone matrix. But besides that, it's difficult to talk to somebody who's living in a different culture. And we have, I don't know, maybe 100 different cultures here in America. And they don't all think the same. They don't all talk the same. They don't all care about each other the same. They're not all loving the same. But we all could be loving cultures. But we have to segregate ourselves. Forget about what the government's talking to me. And the government is evil. The government is the pawn of the devil, to put it simply. You know, please. The reason people like President Trump, because he's not one of the crooked politicians that have all sold their souls to the dark side. You know, sure, he might be a money-hungry, greedy person, but at least he has some, you know, is looking to make things better. And at least he's not one of the deplorable child molesters, et cetera, et cetera. Hollywood scum, you name it. Hollywood, I call it unholywood. Somebody needs to climb up on that mountain and put a UN and take out one of the L's, a UN in the front. I would never tell anybody to do that, but that's what it would take to make Hollywood read unholywood. Hey, smart meters are making you stupid. They're running your health, too. If you're living in a place with a smart meter, get the hell out. Before the meter cooks you to the point where you won't have the brain cells left to know to get out. Jeez. Let me tell you that, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Right. There's still time to call in if you got, you know, a short thing to talk about or something. Number is 888-627-6008. Hey, while I'm still on telling information, do you know that it was the M16, I think that's the British Secret Service that set up the CIA for us. And I've said it before, but it's out there. It's been out there by several sources. People have worked on the secret space programs. Yeah, the CIA, for the last four presidents, the CIA goes to the candidate that they decide has won the election already and tell them, hey, well, we have the time travel machine, and we went into the future, and you're the president. So don't worry about it. You're going to win the election. And, of course, if you're the CIA, you have plenty of equipment to rig the election and make sure the guy you just picked wins the election. Of course, there's ways to guard against that, but don't think your Democrats and Republicans are going to stop the CIA from, changing an election, because they think they have just as good a chance as tampering with the election. That's why no one's talked about it. The machines are all tamperable, all the electronic ones. You didn't hear one Democrat or one Republican making note of that fact. And 2020, we're up against the same nonsense, because nobody's talking about changing the machines. Because both the Democrats and the Republicans think that they're going to manipulate the next election to win, for their candidate to win. Well, there you have it, folks. That's the real deal. That's how it is. It's known to be true. And it's also known that light is information. And your DNA flashes light. And it holds the code to history, I hear. Of course, we've also been informed that we only have two active DNA sites. Initially, 10 of them were turned off. We should have 12 working. But to match our 12 chakras, 7 in the body and 5 out. That's it. And that adds up to 12. Now, you know what's really interesting going on in the politics today? We got some of the dumbest people, or stupidest people, to use the word correctly, that have ever been elected to Congress. And here we have got mainstream media journalists falling over each other to, with the intent of publishing every stupid thing these stupid representatives say. And they just can't get enough of these stupid representatives. And they, it doesn't matter what they ask them, they're looking to hear something stupid so they can print it, because they know that that's what people want to hear. Stupid politicians saying stupid things. And if you take a notice, some of the stupidest people that have recently got elected to Congress, they are saying some of the stupidest things anyone has ever said. And mainstream media wants to cover every stupid word of it. And then they follow these stupid politicians around and try to get them to coax them to say more stupid things. And that's called the news. Meanwhile, there's real people trying to accomplish real things, and they don't get 1 second of coverage. Hey, I'm running for president of the United States. You think I get some coverage? No way. Hey, I'm doing it the hard way as a Reagan candidate. That should be news. If you went to my website, I've got the most impressive website any presidential candidate ever had. It clearly states I'm bringing more to the table with new ideas than anyone ever has. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. Spelled just like it sounds. And if you need to see it spelled out, go to BBS Radio. Go down to my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time on Station 1. And you can find out everything important about me. I could use some free publicity, because I need a support team. I need donations. On the good news, maybe next week or the week after, I'm going to have my my movie out there. The trailer is out there ready for Subway Fantasy. It's only like 2.5 minutes, but it should entice you to maybe want to view the movie. It's only 29 minutes long. It's a rock and roll documentary, a nonstop entertainment roller coaster ride. You'll be impressed. There's never been a rock and roll documentary like this. And it's definitely not boring. Only 29 minutes long. And I'm putting it out there on YouTube so people can watch it for free. The game plan is hopefully that if you like it, you'll go to my website and donate some money for the entertainment I brought you. And that's it. Look for it. Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy by Tom Edison. That's my name. You know, you can't, you know, in order to run for president, you have to use your real name, and that just happens to be my name, Tom Edison. Yeah, I got a lot of jokes about it all the time, you know, but it's in good humor, good taste. In certain ways, I'm like the other Thomas, the light bulb Edison, because he was inventor of things. I invent strategies. I invent solutions. So I'm kind of an inventor. And I invent better ways of doing everything. That's right. And I've invented a better way of doing a rock and roll documentary. Look for it on YouTube. Maybe by the end of next week, if not the following week. Subway Fantasy. And, of course, you go to BBS Radio, go down to my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. You'll find it there, too. The trailer, which is entertaining in itself, also gives you an idea what to expect. But you'll also, if you click on the, go down to my show time, 10 p.m., Saturday Pacific time, you'll see the name of the show, Connect the Dots. Click on that. It's in violet colored letters. And then you quickly can scroll down to the my CD Baby music link, where you can get the music that plays at the beginning of this show and the music that plays at the end of the show. Hey, you know, see, I'll give a free plug for CD Baby. You know, when you put an album out on CD Baby, every one of the cuts, if you just want to buy one of the cuts, download one of the cuts, it only costs you 99 cents. Hey, you can't beat that. You know, of course, you get a better deal if you buy the whole album, but, and you get a 29-second preview of the song, too. So I just thought I'd let everybody know about that. And we're talking about, I said, click on the violet letters. Well, that reminds me of, there's something called a violet flame. That's right. The violet flame, you can ask angels, other overseers of the higher realms to put a violet flame around you. It's healing. It doesn't burn you. It's a light flame. It's color, it's made out of light. It's not actual fire, you know, as we, you know, cook our food on or something like that. And it's good for you. A violet flame, you can envision a violet flame around you. And practice your envisioning techniques, you know. You close your eyes and you imagine something. Imagine a violet flame coming up around your whole body, healing you, making you feel better. Hey, it's something good to practice. Look it up on the internet. Google it. Violet flame. It's good for you. And all I want to say, you know, people talk about migraine headaches. That's it. You hear about them. And then I heard, I was talking to somebody who said they had a migraine headache. And I said, what is it really? And then they explained to me that they started seeing geometric patterns around the edges of their eyes, or blocking some of their vision and then moving on, except they got a headache with that for some reason. And then it dawned on me, wait a second, I've had this happening to me for years, like a geometric pattern forms in the center of my eyes and then slowly moves on its way out. Except I don't get a headache. I feel good about it. I feel like my vision is getting enhanced by someone working on me who's trying to help me out. So that brings to mind, you know, talk to your friends who get migraine headaches. Ask them if they, you know, if they have the geometric circle vision pattern moving about their eye. Then begin to think that, again, we got hoodwinked by the quack doctors telling us it's a migraine headache, when I just wholeheartedly know this is vision enhancement. It's too bad if some people get a headache when it happens to them, but, you know, don't rely on pharmaceutical doctors for too much info. Yeah, they're good with surgery, just like the ETs are. That's a good name for them, not the you know, your primary doctor. No, my ET doctor, you know, or my big pharma doctor. You know, the joke is there. I had to say it. There is some resemblance. Talk about conspiracies, you know. I heard that super words brought up. You know, that was invented by the CIA and the FBI, conspiracy theorists. They were a name they want to call somebody when the guy's hitting the nail on the head, telling the truth, revealing the truth. Well, in my book, I listed 39 ongoing conspiracies against the human race. 39 of them I listed. I bet most of you listening out there don't know there's that many. And guess what? I had to draw the line there. You know, they're saying you got to draw the line somewhere, because I could have went on. There's more. But 39 of them, and one of the most, all women should be horrified with this. You know, the natural way to give birth is a woman's supposed to squat, and the baby, gravity pulls the baby out. Meanwhile, the quack doctors, the ET doctors, the big pharma doctors, have the woman laying on a flat ET table, ET abduction table, and they abduct your baby out of you forcibly, when the easy way to do it was let Mother Earth pull it out with the gravity if you squatted down. Now, how did that information get lost? Huh? Quack doctors, ET doctors, big pharma doctors, and a bunch of other idiots. How did the women lose that knowledge? I don't get it. But that's something you should look into if you're a woman and you're listening to my show. Look into about birth and about squatting down and letting the baby just fall out by gravity, as opposed to laying down and something flat and being forced to push. And when the doctor takes your baby out, it's kind of like an abduction. First thing they do is take it away from you. And they put some chemicals in it or something. We don't even know if they vaccinate the baby against your will. You don't get to see what goes on, you know? They let you look at it for a second. They say, oh, we got to take it away for a second. You know what goes on in between? Nowadays, I wouldn't trust anybody, you know? Really. Doctor, why should they be trusted? They're nothing but pharmaceutical sales. You know, your local family doctor, when you go in there and say, doc, this is what's wrong with you, first thing he does is open up his book and he goes, here, I'm going to prescribe this and this and this. And why is he prescribing this, this, and this to you? Because those are the products he gets the kickbacks on. Because before you showed up at the doctor's office, the pharmaceutical salesman was there. And he had his list of perks. You know, I want a Yankee season box seat tickets and a new car. And the salesman's job is to chew him down to take less. And they come up with some kind of deal. And then he promotes the products for that pharmaceutical company. That's how it works. So don't believe you're getting good care going to the doctor. And this is what people are arguing about, health care, paying for crap. Health care, real health care, has nothing to do with pharmaceutical medicine. You know, I study health care myself, I know. So, hey, listen, we're coming to the end of the show, you know. Tell your friends to listen. I brought up a lot of things, you know. Women, you should be looking on natural birth as opposed to hospital birth. Call in and talk about it next week. Everybody should be looking up other things, you know, about the secret treaties, 1934, 1944, 1954, 1964. There's probably been more after that. With the U.S. government and the bad ETs. And I explain before in the show, before I do the countdown, first you're going to hear what I call one of the most tasteful lead guitar parts ever put at the end of a song. It's the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. And, of course, I'm somebody already, but I gotta be somebody even more so than what I am already. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem. Listen to the words. Listen for the galloping horse at the end of the record. The galloping horses, but you can hear it at the end of the record. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do our countdown now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.